The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Well, good morning, everybody. January 23rd, moving right along. Good morning, Retha. Good morning, everybody. And like I said, here we are, January 23rd. First month is almost gone. And I'm in Southern California, and I'll tell you, I've been here since 1977, and I have never seen rain like it's came down the last few days. And this has been unbelievable. I'm up on a hill, so the street basically turned into a little river. But I don't know how some of the places fared, because we did have fires a while back. And what happens is the fires burn off all the bush and trees and whatever, and it leaves the hills open. They get soaked, and then you have the mudslides. So, like I said, there's the good side of this, though, is we were definitely short on water. And I saw a map of California, basically showed it as red, and that was the dried out areas that are in drought and their serious condition. Well, Northern California is totally blue now, and they say this has definitely helped Southern California, although we're not totally there yet, but this will help. Anyway, moving right along here, we've got our hot topic time, and so let's move into our hot topic.
Ripped from the headline, today's hot topic.
I've been let loose, Jim. I'm back. I'm here.
Hello, Retha, running in from the rain. Okay,
we got hot topics. I'm here
it's
in time.
Hot topic time. It's all yours.
Okay. Well, my hot topic today is, I thought we had a peaceful transition of power. Isn't that what we do here in America? I don't know how peaceful this transition was. I don't know if you talked about the inauguration. I'm not going to get into the politics of it. I just want to say I've never seen anything like it. We are supposed to be the only country that has this nice, peaceful transfer of power, and this wasn't very peaceful. It wasn't as bad as it could have been. The Women's March, I heard, was very peaceful and organized and very nice. I don't know what it's so much about the first night after the inauguration. However, I just want to say one of the things that I've always been proud of is that our country able to just hand over the government afterwards. I've never seen anything like it. I hope America comes to itself. I love America. I want us to succeed, and I want all of us to just get into that mind frame of, okay, we're going to succeed. And all of this fighting and bad behavior, I'm just amazed. I don't even know what to say, Jeff. And I have to admit, the media is not helping, so I want to try to do my part to say, America, just take one collective woof and calm down. It's going to be America, and it's going to be okay. And your hot topic, Jim.
Well, yeah, that's true, Retha. I agree. And, you know, Hillary Clinton went totally smooth into the transition, and she went to the, you know, the events that Trump had, her and her husband. So our new president, Donald Trump, and he is really getting things started. His cabinet is being put in place and confirmed. He is taking care of business. He traveled to CIA headquarters to offer reassurance to the workforce there, and he's setting up meetings with Prime Minister of England in the next few days, and that's Theresa May, and the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. The press secretary on Saturday basically slammed what he called inaccurate tweets about there wasn't enough people at the inauguration. There were plenty of people at the inauguration. You could see from the helicopter views. Now, moving into Aretha and I were talking about weather a little bit. Well, we did have a lot of rain, but there was some serious weather in the southern areas and then the southeast. Georgia, Mississippi, there was four people in Mississippi and 12 people in Georgia that died in all the storms. And North Carolina and so on, major flooding damage, tornadoes caused a lot of damage in the homeless. It was just very devastating. And they actually put up a new type of severe warning. In Santa Barbara, I mentioned when the show started, there was a lot of rain, and you're looking at mudslides because all the foliage, was burned off a while back and everything. And we've had heavy rains in Southern California. So check before you go anywhere, because you don't want to travel somewhere where there could be problems. So San Antonio shopping mall had a shooting. There was two suspects arrested after a deadly shooting. And in sports real quick, NFC title and spot in the Super Bowl. The Falcons dominate the Packers. And Pats dismantle the Steelers to reach their seventh Super Bowl in the last 16 seasons. And the Royal pitcher, Yolando Ventura, 25 years old, passed away in a car accident. And Putin is going to check into the doping. He's going to check into the investigation. So, Reith, that's my latest news updates real quick.
Well, that's just in time for a commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Reba, we have a very interesting guest coming in that we have to really tune into. And she is an award-winning nutritionist, 30 years of diverse national and international experience and expertise in the area of personal and executive assistance. And she worked with, did PR for Goldie Hawn, Melvin Belli, the famous attorney, and Barbara Davis, committee member of Goodwill of SC and Home for Battered Women and Children, and more. The list goes on and on. Her passion is nutrition. And I'm telling you, we have to really keep our ears open and listen to her advice first. So I guess, Priscilla Valdejuli, are you on this?
Good morning, and it's Priscilla Valdejuli.
I was
thank
just
you,
the
Jim
first thing
Lisa.
I was going to say was how bad did I do it last night?
That's okay,
thank
everybody
you.
Does.
Thank you, and this is Aretha Gray, Aretha Priscilla. And,
hi, Aretha, sweetheart.
And,
welcome,
okay, so,
and happy New Year to everybody.
Oh, happy New Year to you. And thank you for coming on because, you know, we know you're a busy lady and you're traveling all over. But what you're doing and your passion on nutrition is so important today because I don't think a lot of people are following what they should be following as far as staying in shape. What do you think?
I don't think anyone does. And again, thank you, EasyWay Broadcast, for having me on. And, you know, it's funny, we have all these challenges and all these detoxes and all this stuff for the body, But unfortunately, we don't respect our body temple till one foot's in the grave, one foot's out. We get a heart attack. A friend of mine's brother at 49 years old. I'm 63 on Valentine's Day. No one should be walking through life with a ticking time bomb. And it's our fault. God made almost a perfect body, but we have to know at a certain point in our lives what we're putting in and also on. A lot of people are not understanding what you put on the body temple is absorbed, and it goes to our kidneys and liver, which are the main, you know, functions of organs of the body. So, it's unfortunately, but it's unfortunate, but there's many ways that we can take care of our bodies.
Yeah.
Well, for us baby boomers, Priscilla, what should we be easing toward? I know I was one of those people that is like, I'll be able to eat everything forever. That's just not
all of
true.
Us. Absolutely. Well, you know, I could do that. I was a lingerie model. I could eat anything till the age of 35 and not. But, you know, our upbringing, depending on where we're from, I'm from Puerto Rico, so my diet was all sugar, everything fried, meat. In a land of so many leafy green vegetables, if at our age, I say everyone starting at 40, if you could just start at 40, because life is fun and you want to eat all the fun things and drink all the fun drinks. I've never been a person to do drugs, so thank you, Jesus, because that also takes a part. But we are filling our bodies. Like you fill a gas tank up with gasoline, we are filling our bodies every time we do something like that with toxins. And those toxins are not easy to get out of the body. So if you start eliminating the sugars. You know, start reading your labels. If you're eating a donut and then you're eating a whole bunch of canned food that's full of sodium, that's full of sugars, processed food, we've got to start going back to the way we were raised. Our moms and dads our moms were in the kitchen. They were making our meals. Maybe they weren't the best ingredients, but you've got the yin and yang and the pros and the cons. Back then, the soil was not depleted of herbicides, pesticides, hormones in our animals. So, yeah, we could go a little crazy back then, but it wasn't affecting us because the soil and the animals were not affected to the way they are today. Today, we are ticking time bombs. So if we eased off sugar, if we stopped eating canned foods, if we stopped buying things at the 99-cent store to nourish ourselves, you've got to be crazy. And I know that it's expensive, but buy some leafy green vegetables. Make a soup. That's not expensive. Buy some carrots and cucumbers.
I made soup yesterday.
Yes.
I did. I made soup yesterday.
Yeah, how much salt are you using? You know, are you adding extra sugar to your body? The killer for me is sugar. Now, I started a nutrition 13 years ago called Sunrider. And if I could get everybody walking to just drink the Sunrider Cali Tea and Fortune Delight, that would be half the battle and their shakes, because all the nutrition, all the vitamins, minerals, and enzymes are already formulated for you, and all you do is drink it. But it's so hard. Unfortunately, we don't want to seek the healthy stuff out till we're with a dis-ease in a hospital, or we've got a heart attack, or our liver and our kidneys are failing us, and it's unfortunate, but you know, the Sunrider products that I've been on, Jim, you know, I tried putting you on them a couple of years ago. I don't know if you got on them or not. I can't remember to tell you the truth.
I got on the diet. I think they were Chips Ahoy and Wendy's burgers.
And that's what happened. Because, you know, those things are fun. Those things are tasty. But at the end of the day, you know, I've got a 6-year-old granddaughter. I want to be able to travel with her, to go to her graduation. It's my responsibility to take care of my body temple, you know. And if if we're not going to take care, yes, go ahead, babe.
Now, how does this work? I'm know exactly where you come from. Aretha knows it. We've talked about it. But dodging the sugar bullet is not easy. I go to the store to buy some healthy apple juice, no sugar, natural, and I turn it over and it says 29 grams of sugar. How's that work?
Because there's other ingredients in those things. It's not just the sugar, the natural sugar. You know, there's sugar in fruits.
Right.
Maybe if it were organic, if it were organic, it wouldn't have the content. But good for you for reading labels. That's so important.
I am reading. Yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah, that's number one. But you know, with the Sunrider foods, when you get on them, because they are system specific foods, they help get rid of the cravings. When our bodies are in balance, we don't crave sugar. We don't crave salt. Those are things that are telling us that our bodies are out of balance. So, you know, good for you because you're starting. And the good way to start is by looking at your ingredients and the amount
exactly
of salt
true.
And sugar in them.
And it's like what you say, you know. Do we want to enjoy our kids and our grandkids when we're 70 and 80? You want to close the barn door before the horse leaves, like my dad used to say.
No.
Think you got troubles till you lose your health. And then life changes.
And this is so easy. You know, I'm drinking my cup of Cali now. When I'm hungry around, you know, maybe 11:30, I'll have a shake. And in that shake, that keeps me going for 5 or 6 hours. And people say, how expensive is it? How expensive is it when you're told you have cancer? When I was told I had ovarian cancer 13 years ago. And when you're told you have cancer, it's not just you, baby. It's your spouse. Yeah. It's your partner. It's your children.
It affects
everybody. Friends. Yep. It affects everybody.
So we're sitting here, and Reith and I, you know, we talk about health a lot. Now, we've been working at it. I don't know how, you know, if we're totally on track, but if you're the average person, your diet hasn't been good, and you want to change, how long does it take to get all that stuff out of you and to kind of get back in what you would call good shape? Inside.
The body's liver and kidney regenerates every 3 months. So I tell people, if you're going to do something, and don't do something taxing like a detox. The liver and the kidneys are not made to detox like that. Give your body 3 months. Start slowly eliminating the sugars. You know, they say in 21 days our taste buds change. So if you can do something and stay on it for 21 days, and then start, you know, the internet is there for everybody. What are the better oils? You know, no one should be using canola oil. That's what our parents raised us on. Grapeseed oil or coconut oil. I even put coconut oil on my skin. I take a tablespoon of coconut oil and I swallow it. You know, let's get back to what nature gave us, you know, vinegars. You can even clean your house with vinegar.
What does the coconut oil and the vinegar actually do to our body?
Well, they're natural resources. The coconut oil will start, you know, pushing out toxins. Anything that's from a natural source. If we could just remember how we were at the dinner table when our parents were bringing us up, it was almost all natural. It was for me. My parents. My mom raised me from the farm. From you know everything was from a backyard. They grew everything. I never had anything in a can or in a box. God forbid. You know. But and then my family, they would pass away at 101, 106, because of the way they ate. But you know, toxins are not just food. If you've got a great organic meal going on, but you're in a bad marriage, you're at a bad job, you have a bad relationship with somebody, that's toxic. Toxicity is not just food. It's the way we feel. It's the way we speak. It's the way we talk. It's the way we act, the way we think. So try to, you know, we're on this earth, this beautiful earth, as crazy as it is, one time, folks. There's not another time. We don't come back here. So let's be as vibrant, as holistic as we can. That's what Mother Nature, God, whatever you believe in, that's what was placed on this earth. It wasn't medication. Yes, we need our medication. Yes, we need our doctors. People say, why are you so anti? I'm not anti. If I broke my ankle right now, God forbid, the difference between my body being on Sunrider for 15 years and yours, I would heal in a flash. Where
yeah,
you
and you don't see that many bushes.
Months.
Well, exactly.
Well,
you don't see that many bushes with pills growing off.
Right.
Priscilla, now, are you a Sunrider distributor?
I'm a distributor. I wasn't in the beginning because I got on the foods via health. I was told I had ovarian cancer. I was not going to go the medical route, the Western route. I wanted to heal my body holistically. Dr. Sharon Winters placed me on the foods 15 years ago, and I never turned back. And then that's when I went to China. I learned about why are these foods that you just drink, you know, nourishing the body. The body needs to be nourished, balanced, and cleansed. And if we do that, that's our key.
We're out of time, but I want people to be able to get in touch with you. How can
Absolutely.
They get in touch with you and find out more about Sunrider?
They can go on my Facebook page, which is, I'm sorry it's long, but it's Mission Nutrition TV, like television. That's Mission Nutrition TV or Mission Nutrition. And my email is missionnutritiontv@gmail.com. And then
boy,
I have
sure.
Google phone. It's 818-943-9440. But, you know, baby steps. If we just took one or two of the teas, it would start the, you know, the detoxing of the liver and the kidneys.
The detoxing, yeah. I've sure heard
right.
a lot about
wonderful.
The apple cider vinegar and that coconut oil. I've heard so much about that.
Absolutely. I eat an avocado a day. I eat an organic avocado a day. Sometimes I just spoon
Which
it.
Which is
I
a healthy
it
oil.
It's a healthy yeah. oil. Absolutely.
There
well, let's get in shape,
okay.
guys.
Well, we're out of time. And Priscilla, I really want to thank you for coming on. That was some
My
great
pleasure.
Information. I'm going to look
Bernard.
Into that.
That
You're
great.
Welcome.
And,
our health is our greatest wealth. We can't do we can't do anything
already.
Without. Big kisses
Absolutely.
To you guys.
Okay.
All right. Stay blessed in
thank
health.
You,
thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Hey, Risa, we just got to follow. We just got to follow through with that. And stick with
it's
these guys.
It's true, and it's tech time.
It's tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
We're running a little late, so I'm just going to have a really quick tech time here. Last week we talked about smart TVs. Those same apps that you can get on a smart TV, if you don't want to buy a new TV, if you've already got a great TV, you can buy the devices themselves. They're devices that cost usually under $100, sometimes as low as $25 if you catch them on sale. They're called Roku or Apple TV or Amazon Fire Stick or Chromecast. And what they do is they allow you to go through the internet to look at things on your TV, directly to your TV. And each one specializes in their own little thing, like Apple TV, of course, is going to feature Apple things like iTunes. Amazon Fire Stick, of course, is going to have an app that takes you straight to Amazon so you can shop on your TV. Chromecast, you can actually project your phone images to your television screen so you can show your home videos, you can show your home pictures on your TV. And most of them have things on them so that you can just go on and plug into the other services too, like Flickr or Crackle or Yahoo. Depending on which one you get, they've partnered with different people, maybe Hulu, Netflix, YouTube. So you don't have to buy a whole new TV. You can buy one of these devices, like I said, under $100. They don't have a subscription, but if you want to go onto Hulu or maybe Netflix, then you have to have a subscription. But it brings it straight to your TV. And that's my tech time today. Let's go on to Jim's Gym.
Okay, baby, okay, boomers. Baby boomers, it's time it's for Jim from Jim.
Jim from Jim. Well, we want to be in shape when we retire, you know, but most of us wind up slipping into a situation where we don't have to get up for work and we have more time to sit around, watch TV, go out to eat, and that kind of lifestyle, you're eating richer foods, you're not moving around as much, and that leads to weight gain. It leads to, even if it's not weight gain, you just get out of shape. Your muscles atrophy, you're not using, you're not expelling as much energy anymore. It's that simple. Well, I'm going to give you the top five, basically, this is just a quick one to stay in shape, all right? These are 10 reasons to stay in shape, and the top five best little exercises for you. So I'll go through these fast because Rita said we're running short, and I've just seen that. All right, number one, when you're staying in shape, you feel more energized, all right? You burn more calories at rest. So when you're in shape, even when you're at rest, you burn more calories. Improve overall appearance. You're able to withstand more stress. You decrease the risk of illness. You speed up recovery from injury or surgery. You keep focus better. You build up cardiovascular and endurance. You improve flexibility. And you increase lean body mass. So those are some of the things. Now, here's some just five quick best exercises. Swimming, the perfect workout, they say. Tai Chi, good for body and mind. Strength training, if you don't use muscle, they will lose their strength over time. That's what we were talking about. Walking, simple, powerful. It just helps stay trim, improve cardiovascular levels, strengthens bones, keeps blood pressure in check, lowers risk of a number of diseases. And five is Kegel exercises. They will strengthen the pelvic floor muscle that supports the bladder. It's basically you're tightening up. And all that is, they list those as the top five, right? So there you go. And basically, like that article we had before, just walking, they found out is a lot better than people thought. You know, it's really, really good for you. So take a breath. So it's time to move along. I hope you guys listen because this is really good stuff for you if you want to keep moving and grooving and stay in shape. So now we're time to move in to Carmelita's Corner, and let's see if we're ready for Carmelita. Are you on?
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to be here. Oh, listen to that applause. Anyway, I've got one of the great, great musicians in the music industry as my guest this morning. His name is James Leslie. He's got so many accomplishments in the music world. And welcome, Jim Leslie.
No, you don't, Carmelita. I'll take his place, though, if you want to text him or... we can give him a call, see if we can get him on the line here.
Well, I was hoping that he called in the right number. I had a great talk with him this morning. I wish you were all tuned in to that.
Maybe shoot him a text, and I can give some updates to the Easyway Radio Boomers Live listeners. And when he comes on, I'll try to bring him on.
Okay, why don't you do that? I'll do it right now.
All right, guys. Well, yeah, we got some great updates for you guys, and we appreciate you listening to Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is one of the top shows here on our Easyway Broadcasting, Easyway Radio. We have our next show this Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and So we have Easy Way magazine coming out January 29th, which is going to encompass some of the top influencers in the world for social media, business, health, different strategies and advice will be on that magazine, as well as we have Easy Way TV. We just recently got back from the Icon Mastermind event, and we've actually gotten in contact with some pretty high-level influencers. There's some great interviews on the Easy Way TV Facebook page that you can take a look at. You get some good advice, some good beginning advice, and then you get the real meat and potatoes on the Easy Way magazine. And my show is coming out this Saturday. We actually have one of the group members from B2K. We're not going to release who it is yet. We're letting you guys kind of guess. But we will be releasing who that is very soon. It's going to be Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, the radio boomers, the baby boomers, may not necessarily like the younger millennial stuff, but I'm sure your grandson or granddaughter would, so they might enjoy that. And, yeah, just a lot of great events coming up. We got March 11th coming up. March 11th is going to be with the Prime Motivation, cars, stars, muscle cars, exotic cars, sports cars. That's with the founder of the Extreme Auto Fest, and that's going to be in Brea, California. We'll have our Easy Way Street, just like we did at the Los Angeles Convention Center or Sun Expo, as well as the March 18th, my birthday. Yay! Come on, where's the crowd? Yay! There we go. All
yay!
Right. My birthday. We're going to be celebrating my birthday, as well as the West Coast Speakers Coalition launch and the new launch of 2017 Easy Way Magazine. So I want to thank a couple of specific people that have been a part of this magazine team. Carmelita Pittman is actually one of our columnists. She's got a Carmelita's Corner column coming out on that magazine, and we're anxious to hear what that's going to be about. As well as we have Penny Latham, who's now come on board as the editor-in-chief for Easy Way Magazine, and Dante Obligation as the lead writer for the magazine. This magazine is really going to be a door opener for a lot of people. It's going to be a lot of fun, real great. As well as we have a lot of our photographers and our columnists and contributors. Shout out a couple of them. We have Eugenia Kosminia, who's a celebrity. Oh, we got somebody that just called in. Let's see if this is our guest.
That's our guest.
is this our guest? Caller 818-8502.
This is me. Yeah, this is Jim Leslie.
There it is.
Oh, Jim, there you are. Did you get lost in the rainstorm?
I was just out running some errands.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, we were getting a little anxious here. But anyway, you've been welcomed and introduced, and we only have a short time to be together. I wish that our guests could have heard your conversation with me this morning. It was great. We were talking about how you wrote a hit song. You co-wrote White Boots.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about that and how it won 2 Grammys?
Well, I wrote it with Billy Swan, and he's known for writing Lover Please, the song Lover Please for Clyde McFetter, and had a number one song himself with the song I Can Help. And he was working on the movie Great Balls of Fire about Jerry Lee Lewis, and talked to Jimmy Vaughn, Stevie Vaughn's brother, and decided that they needed some material for the album, and they picked our song out of 20-something songs, and it just got lucky to have a song on the album.
That's great. That's great. By the way, I've got my wonderful husband on the other line, on the other phone, so you might hear him in the background there. Jerry, can you say hello to your friend? It's our friend.
This is Jim's show. I'm listening to Jim.
Hey, Jerry. How's it going?
Yeah.
I thought I heard you snickering in the background there.
Go ahead, Carmelita.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, Jim, I think it's great that we have you on this morning. And, you know, I wish we had much more time. But I'd like to also find out what was the story behind how the song actually became a 2 Grammy hit. What is the background?
Well, Stevie Ray recorded an album with his brother, Jimmy Vaughn, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and they included it on the album. And Stevie Ray died a month before the album came out. But when the album came out, it broke all records for the fastest-selling album, Billboard magazine. I think it sold 15 million copies in a couple of months. But that's how it got picked. Jimmy Vaughn picked the song to be on that album he was doing with his brother.
That's great.
The only song on the album that they didn't write.
And you co-wrote that song, so that's a wonderful.
With Billy Swan.
That's wonderful. Well, now you were talking also about Clyde McFadder and some of the things that were connected to him.
Well, he of course had a lot of number one songs, but Billy Swan wrote that song as a poem when he was 16 years old. His teacher said, "Everyone write a poem today." So Billy wrote that poem, "Lover Please," and Clyde McFadder recorded it. By the time he was 18 years old, he already had money in the bank from writing a hit song for Clyde McFadder.
Oh, boy. Well, that's wonderful. And you were talking about some of the other people you've worked with, too. I know you've worked with Linda Ronstadt. She's one of our greatest singers. And
I worked with most everybody in her group. All the musicians in her group, most of them. I've worked with Lucinda Williams also, who's a great singer and songwriter. And I worked with a guy named Dale Watson, country singer out of Texas.
Uh-huh. Well, you've done a lot of country also.
I've done mostly country, but a lot of rock and blues too. Just I feel it all.
Now, your main instrument is the guitar. You play lead or bass guitar?
I play, in some bands I play bass, and sometimes I play lead guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm playing lead guitar with the Grant Lyon Playboys.
Grant Lyon Playboys.
That's my new group, the Grant Lyon Playboys.
Oh, that's great. I'd like to hear some of that.
Well, we're just now recording, starting to record.
Do you have anything on YouTube?
Not of the Grant Lyon Playboys.
Mm-hmm. But I guess we'll be hearing that pretty soon then, eventually, on the
Hopefully
YouTube.
It'll be within months.
Okay. And they're primarily, country rock?
I would say traditional country.
Traditional country.
Old-style country, 60s-style country.
Oh, boy, that's the real deal.
Throwback country.
Uh-huh. And where would we have the opportunity to hear you?
Well, we're out of Sacramento, California, and we're just now starting to play in the area of Sacramento, between here and San Francisco, I guess you would say.
Uh-huh. Are you going to be making your way down here to L.A. or Hollywood?
Well, we've had some offers, but we haven't come to any agreements on anything.
Mm-hmm. How many are?
We'd love to come down and play in L.A. again.
Oh, that sounds great. I know that every now and then you come down to L.A. to perform in Burbank.
We usually play at the Viva Cantina there in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to hear music.
Mostly country, right?
That's where we saw Charles Connors playing there.
That's right. And, he was my guest on the last show that I did. He's got some great stories to tell, too. He was Little Richard's original drummer in the Upsetters.
Yeah, for years and years.
So, Carmelita, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So you got a real interesting, now, you're a baby boomer, right?
Yes.
Did you just pop in, or did you hear any of her broadcasts about health and stuff like that, about how to...
I just popped in. I didn't hear anything.
Okay. So what we're talking about is basically being in shape, as baby boomers, so we can keep going. So you're a guy, evidently, that keeps going. You still do your thing. You're not just sitting around watching TV, right?
Well, hopefully not.
Yeah.
No, I'm not playing every week, all the time.
So Carmelita, these are the kind of people. Jim is an inspirational guy. So what's your schedule like, Jim? How do you keep up with yourself?
Well, I just try to stay active. A lot of walking. We have a big place here.
See, Carmelita, there you go. Walking. That was on our list.
Walking
yeah.
the dog.
And, yeah, and you know what? He's got a beautiful dog named Magic. It looks more like a wolf, but he's probably part husky. But a beautiful,
you keep up with him, Jim?
Husky,
yeah. Husky wolf.
He's starting to get. He's 12 years old, so he's starting to slow down a little bit.
All right, so Jim's feeding up and Magic's slowing down, right?
Yeah, he's having a trouble keeping up with me.
Okay, well,
and
you know,
just walking and staying busy.
Yeah, you're still doing your thing. So what do you got on the table? What's coming up that's exciting in your life? I mean, you're still putting things out there that keeps you young, right?
I'm getting ready to release an album.
Ah, see, there you
and
go.
And I'm in a new group, and we're playing Friday night, a big concert here in Sacramento.
All right. Sacramento. So I haven't been up there in a while. I guess that's building like everywhere else, right?
I can.
It's pretty big. It just keeps growing, yeah.
Yeah. You know,
time is running out.
Oh,
I wish
yeah.
we could talk all morning. I always have to come in and be the bad guy, but
thank you, Jim.
We're out of time. I wanted
I
to see if there's any information.
For another time.
Absolutely.
I want to know if Jim has any information he wants to put out there, any contact, or if they want to hire the band, how can they get in touch with you?
How about my email address, jamesleslie63@yahoo.com.
There you go. Well, as one Jim to another, good work. Keep up the good work. And I'd like to have you back because Carmelita has such interesting guests, and I'd like to talk more about the music world and so on and so forth. And,
absolutely.
You're a really wanted entity. The baby boomers are looking for you guys. You know, where are you at? We want to find out, you know.
Hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, thanks for coming on, Jim. And Carmelita, back to you.
Okie doke, and thanks again.
Good talk
thanks
to you, Carmelita.
Okay.
Great.
Great show.
Right. So, Reese, and, you know, Reese, we were talking about people are interested in the band from yesteryear, you know? They're getting more popular all the time, you know, and they're trying to dig them up and get them back out on stage. And they say when they do that, after not playing for years, they're just as good as they were before.
Well, we want to hear real music where we can actually hear the lyrics.
There you go.
A lot of new bands that are coming out that are doing kind of some of the old-type tunes. There's a song out called Death of a Bachelor that's very reminiscent of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin kind of thing, but it's updated. So, you know, all new music is not bad new music. I just plugged Death of a Bachelor. What can I say? But it's a great song. We're out of time, Jim, so we want to invite everybody to just check in on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Check out what's going on. Go to Easy Way Radio, Easy Way on Facebook, Aretha Gray on anything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, RetaGrey. And Jim is eventually going to catch up with us.
Oh, God, I'm sitting there listening though with Twitter, Facebook. It used to be turn on channel 2 and or call this number. But that's what you got to do today. And Easy Way Broadcasting, check it out. And Reef, like you said, it's time to call it a day here. And tune in next week, Monday morning for Reef and I, and keep on that health thing because, you know, that's important. So
make some soup. In L.A., it's a wonderful day to make soup. I had soup. Jim, you had soup. I got a soup base, but I added shrimp and more vegetables, and it was delicious. So drink soup, stay warm. If you're in the slide or burn area, evacuate if they tell you to evacuate. You can always come back.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next Monday talking about coming back at 10 a.m. right here.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.